let's get started here. This is actually the end of year experience day. And so what today is about, it's about you in this collective environment or experience, kind of taking a look in three different areas. One is we do a look back in 2016, and then you know, try to learn from 2016. Then we go over things that you should do now, what you're going to act now on between now and the end of the year. And then the third part is looking forward to 2017. And so there is a handout for this, which I emailed out a couple days ago, but I re-emailed it out this morning. You can also get it inside of our online website for the Jumpstart experience. And what we're going to do is throughout the day, we're going to cover different sections of it. So I'm going to kind of just kind of gave you the overview there, but we're going to look at the look back section right now on this call. Then at the lunchtime call, the midday call, we're going to talk a little bit more about acting now. If you can't make it, don't worry. We'll record it and we'll put the recordings up later today. And in the noontime session, we will talk a lot about tax strategies, business review, what to do during the holidays, and how to use this time of year. It can be a little stressful because it's the end of year, but how to use that sense of urgency with the year ending to your advantage. So we'll talk about that. And then on the evening call, 6 p.m. call our time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to do the look forward section where we talk a lot about your goal. What is your business goal for 2017? And then also I don't really like New Year's resolutions, and instead I like people to, or I think you get the most value out of picking one word or a theme for the year. So we're going to talk about that in the evening call, again, all recorded for you. So looking back into 2016, we have three different questions here, and they are, you know, what are you most proud of this year? So we like to start there with thinking about, okay, what happened this year that you're really, really proud of? And you kind of want to lock in, you know, some achievement for yourself over this last year. And so for you, what is that? What are you most proud of? I mean, for me, I'm proud of actually, my family is a big part of my life, so I'm really proud of Beth. She's kind of been very courageous this year. She's had some health issues, and she's really shown a lot of courage. I'm proud of that. My son is transitioned from graduating college to getting his first, you know, kind of real job, moving to California, getting settled in, taking over the payments for his own health insurance and cell phone and all that. So he's kind of completely off the books, so to speak. And so that was really big, proud of him doing that. And then my daughter, Caitlin, her main thing was to try to get accepted into medical school, which she did do. So really proud of that. And for me, you know, business-wise, I did actually last night. I'm at 10,001. I crossed over 10,000 LinkedIn connections, and I started the year at 3,000. So I'm really kind of really proud of that moment. The other thing I found out last night is I was nominated. I got accepted to be a TEDx a speaker here locally. So that's kind of scary and exciting at the same time. And then the Arizona Marketing Association, Chuck's on the line here. This last year, you know, working with him, it's been an honor to work with him, but also we've had a really great growth. Last night we had about 94, 95 entrepreneurs at the meeting, and a year ago, we had a picture from the meeting a year ago. I think we had 22, so we really had a lot of growth this year, proud of that. And I think a lot of it is come from, I did pick a word this last year, and that word was value. And all year long, I try to see, okay, how can I add value? What kind of programs, what kind of things can I do to add value to people's lives? And so that theme kind of came through for me. Chuck, how about you? I know we talked about this a little bit last night, but what are some of the things that you're proud of this year?
Well, on the personal side, celebrated my 50th wedding anniversary with the same women, which is rare in this day and age, and also proud to have reached the 100th consecutive summit. I wasn't entirely truthful last night. There was 100 consecutive ones, but I was only at 99 of them. I should have recognized Tammy Call as subbing for me 1 month when I was doing a business trip someplace, but it's still the same. And then I'm very proud of the Arizona Marketing Association growth.
Okay, great. Good. Jack, how about you? What's been something you're proud of this last year?
Yeah, as far as family, I have one child, a son, who graduated this past year. He's His degree is in accounting, and he's taken the CPA exam. He's passed that. He's living in Boston, and that's a great accomplishment that we got a basically got a financial raise now that he's out of college. For me, it's more of a healthy, meaning that I've lost and now have still maintained the weight and have exercised continually over the past year. So that's great. As far as with my wife working, her work is crazy, so it's more of just support her and kind of making sure that she's targeting a retirement date, and because of the complexity of the work and the intensity, I think that date is coming quicker and quicker. And then as far as the business, the biggest thing is that, you know, to figure out, you know, where the focus of my business is, and to focus on that and not necessarily doing all the shiny objects type of thing. So overall, that's my 2016.
Okay, nice, good. Shelley, how about you? What are you proud of from this last year?
Well, this year has definitely been a year of change, so I guess I'm glad that I survived and I have a smile on my face. maybe some of you know, I'm a single mom. I do have six kids, and so they are a big part of my life, and I'm very proud that my oldest son is actually getting married on Sunday, and he is finishing up his third year of college. He's been playing college football for Scottsdale here in ASU and just recently tried out for the Arizona Rattlers, and we're waiting to hear if he's going to score that position. So I'm very proud of him. And my oldest daughter is just finishing up her third semester of college as well. And so they keep me busy. I've got three little ones that are seven, six, and four, three little girls. So they keep me going. Let's see. Business-wise, I've had a lot of change. I actually did start my first nonprofit company, and that's kind of something I'm doing in the background. But that's been a challenge and an interesting thing that has come up. I've been in business before, but I've never done the nonprofit scene. So it's been fun to explore that and try to figure out how to raise money and do all those fun things. And took the position here at Worldwide. So been lots of change, lots of growth, and it hasn't been the easiest, but I'm proud to say that with that has come a lot of personal growth as well, so I'm proud of that too.
All right, good, great. Well, congratulations on all that stuff, and yeah, maybe we should chat sometime offline about the nonprofit. My wife started a nonprofit a long time ago, but then she started an arm of that raises the money through business. So she started kind of a greeting card company that you can just sell the greeting cards and raise the money. So there's different ways to kind of raise money. I kind of like the business model of raising money seems more sustainable than always kind of asking.
Right. No, I would love to talk about that. Thank you.
Yeah. Terry, how about you? Are you busy with the tow truck or can you talk?
No. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. No, I am en route to the tow truck now. So, all right. So what am I proud of? I get, you know, I mean, business wise had, my biggest year, in gross revenues. So that was, really good. Started building a relationship with an accountant who is, you know, feeding us clients, and we're doing some joint work together. And that was a new venture this year, and it is set to expand next year. But really need to systematize the practice. Has gotten kind of overwhelmed in the last quarter with the scale of the business. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, good. So that's, you know, kind of step one is looking back and seeing what you're proud of, kind of feeling that, you know, what you're grateful for, what you're proud of this year. You know, everybody's got some great stuff there, and to realize, you know, also what have you learned over this last year. So the second question that we cover is the mistake I won't be repeating next year is what. And so thinking back, so you want to learn from 2016 as well. And so thinking back this last year, what's a mistake that you made that you will not be repeating this next year. We did this as a group last night, and it was fun to have people kind of sharing what their mistake that they won't be repeating. For me, what happened for me is throughout the year, the mistake I made that I'm not going to repeat is that I would get involved in incongruent projects. So I would get involved in things that were taking me away from my primary goal, business goal, my primary vision for what I want to do, where I want to go. And so I'm not going to make that mistake moving forward this year. And so what I'm doing is I'm making sure that the projects that I take on or agree to are congruent, and if they're not, figure out a way to make them congruent with where I want to go. And if I can't, then I'm not doing them. You know, so I've kind of made that decision. But I really learned that it can slow me down to where I really want to go. It can slow me down if I take too many detours. Basically, that's what I figured out. Chuck, how about you? Do you have a mistake that comes to mind that you won't be repeating?
A year ago I committed to do more video. I don't do video because I don't consume content that way. Therefore, I don't do it. But I do realize that half the world likes to consume video. So I said at the start of 2016, I'm going to do more video. So I did less in 2016. So I'm not going to let that mistake happen again. I will force myself to do more video in 2017 to catch that segment of the population that doesn't like to read.
Okay, well, that's a great one, and actually one of the trends we talked about at our marketing meeting last night, one of the big trends for 2017 is the increase in the amount of video used in marketing, specifically in marketing. So that's a great one. Jack, how about you? Any kind of a mistake that you don't want to repeat this coming year?
Yeah, I mean, I said a little bit on the introduction, but it's more of the shiny object syndrome, is that it seems that when something different comes along, I'm drawn to it, to the point of, okay, well, then that's what I have to adapt. If I don't, it's the fear of loss that I might not incorporate that, therefore I lose whatever benefit that has. So what winds up happening is a bunch of things get started and not anything gets accomplished. So it becomes like 1,000 opened files, but nothing is actually on the completed side. So from my perspective is, you know, it was more of figuring out what my focus was. So it's the clarity, and then it's just the focus of focusing on those particular things that are going to be important that I'm going to put my effort on and to complete them, and not that anything that comes across, that it becomes drop everything, focus on that. So that's what I've learned in the consistency of doing things. You know, once you start it, go through till you see the results. So that's what I'm going to eliminate in 2017 that I've learned from 2016.
Nice. I have a similar problem with the shiny object, especially self-development programs and things that I'm excited about. And I did initiate this year a 24-hour no emotional buy policy. So I've stopped myself from, I want to buy some program or something, and I won't do it, and I'll actually wait 24 hours. And, you know, really, outside of one program this year, which after 24 hours I said, you know, I really do want that program, I really stopped myself from probably buying 10 different things. So that was I agree with you there. And starting too many projects, I found that very fatiguing. You know, too many open, like finishing's fun. You really have to, you kind of get energized. Done is the engine of more if you can finish stuff. If you have too many open loops, too many open files, I think it's really, really hard to get momentum going. So good one. Great. Shelley, how about you? Any mistake come to mind this year that you're not repeating?
Yeah, I think especially the last 2 months, I've really realized I'm becoming very time conscious, and I've been thinking about all the things I've done this year that have not had any value. So I'm really going to be focusing on eliminating those time stealers that are not adding value to my life.
Great. All right. that's a good one. And you know, it's interesting if you do look back, that 80-20 rule is so true. You know, there's 20% of the things that produce 80% of the results, but then there's 80% of what you do that only produces 20%. We always say oust the 80. Mm-hmm. But it's hard if you don't take the time to look back and figure out, hey, what is that stuff that's not, you know, that's either wasting my time or not producing. So that's great. Turi, how about you? Any mistake come to mind that you're not going to repeat?
Probably more touches with my clients to keep them. I lost a couple of clients, and not by any, you know, it wasn't returns or portfolio stuff. It was probably just lack of reaching out to them, and so that's what has occurred. So I need to develop more consistent touches with, you know, it's that smaller 80% of my time spent with 20% of my clients, and it's that other larger 80% that I'm not giving some touches to. I could give a few more touches to.
Great insight, and I think, like you mentioned before, you know, systematizing. You were talking about that. I work with a lot of attorneys, and they have a large client base, and they try to automate some of those touches. You know, which I think you have some of that, but you know, newsletter is a good touch. You know, email can be all automated. You know, things that can be automated and delegated, so you don't, you know, so it doesn't have to. You only have so much time in the day. But trying to automate some of that and systematize, it's going to be good. Great. And the last thing, using kind of this 80-20 rule, the last thing that we have in this section is what worked best to get new customers. And so looking back over 2016, you know, what worked best to get new customers? And I find it's odd that I find a lot of people don't take the time to just say, okay, look, where did most of my customers or the best customers or the ones I like the most, where did they come from? How did I get them? Who are they? You know, and when you look back, you start to see what you should include in 2017. For me, a couple of things that work best to get new customers. One was just asking, reaching out and asking people to become a customer. You know, for example, you know, Turi's on the line. He's an old friend of mine, and we were talking, and I said, hey, I'm doing this Jumpstart thing. And I just asked him, you know, is that something that you might be interested in doing? And he said yes, and now he's in here for the second time. So asking was one. Another was referrals. So when I look back, where did new customers come for Self-Fluence? Where did they come from in the Arizona Marketing Association? And they came from referrals. It was people that got good value from, you know what I'm doing or what the Arizona Market Association is doing. They got good value and they told somebody else. And then the third thing for me is LinkedIn. So a lot of people that new people that I've met, new people that have joined the Arizona Marketing Association or at least got exposed to that came from LinkedIn. And for me, building a local LinkedIn and then, you know, and then kind of nurturing that relationship and getting them to come to one of our monthly summits. So for me, those are the three things: asking, referrals, and LinkedIn. That's what worked best. Chuck, how about for you? Looking back over this last year, you know, I know that I actually got some new clients from surveying and a bunch of things. But what sticks out for you as a best way that you got new customers?
Well, it's been this way for a while. You know, as the leads come in, I'm quick to call, and then if it's a good lead, I try to set up an in-person meeting where possible, because I'm much more effective when I get someone in front of me and they can see me, talk to me. I can see them, see their body language, tonality, all of those kinds of things. And so that's it, both on the Arizona marketing side and also on the private client work and the social Wi-Fi stuff. Getting in front of them either by phone or in person is by far more effective than try to close deals by email or over the internet for me.
Right. No, that's good. Good insight. So this year, you know, keep up the phone calling and the meetings. I think that's that's awesome. Jack, how about you? Looking back over this last year, what has worked best for new customers for you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the focus and measure. The portion of the practice that I wanted to concentrate on, like a niche, would be representing sellers. So a lot of that was, you know, finding out ways, well, how do I attract the sellers? Now, if you attract the sellers, it's people buy and sell a house probably once every 7 years or something on average. So it's more focusing more of like real estate agents who would be in contact with a lot more sellers and focus on them and really measure from the ones that I'm speaking with, communicating with, working with, what works, what doesn't work. So by concentrating on that, that seemed to kind of prime the pump for me going forward. So that's where my focus is going to be in 2017, but it's more of that seemed to be a positive impact in my business is now concentrating solely on that one niche, working with the real estate agents, and then fine-tuning that portion of it.
Oh, good, good. And so you still, also for you, is it a lot of referral, or you've been in business a long time too, so a lot of your customers come from kind of an established network, or are you doing other advertising as well, or no? It's more your focus.
No, the advertise. I mean, other than a website, and that's my website is not really an advertisement per se. I mean, it's not set up. I mean, although I have a book and they're drawn to the book, it's just more of. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 some odd years,
right.
But I mean, some of it comes from past clients that are now wanting to sell a house or buy a house or whatever, but. What I'm trying to do is to, on each portion of it, get it so that it's on a consistent basis I can gear or at least determine clients that are coming in, and I have it from a consistent source as opposed to, in the past it's been, you know, I open up the door, whatever comes in, I do the math at the end of the month, and if I'm, you know, I'm surprised if I make X, and I'm, you know, and if I don't make it, then it's, okay, well, what have you done differently? And there hasn't been any type of concerted effort to systematize it to make it so that you can determine or at least predict what you're going to get as far as customers in the door. So, I mean, that's more of my realization to say that there has to have something that on a consistent basis draws clients as opposed to just hoping a prayer that, you know, because you're out there that by itself is going to be sufficient. It just doesn't work like that. So,
right. All right. Good, good. Great insight. Shalay, how about you? I mean, have you been kind of on the job long enough now with the Stone Company to get a sense of this last year where the new customers are coming from or what's been working?
Yeah, I think the biggest key here is just the relationship building. And for me, that's what has always worked is, you know, you've got to have that relationship, that trust. You got to build that rapport. So we've really been focusing on that along with customer service. You know, we've had customers here that have been neglected for a long time. So it's really just about letting them know, hey, I'm here, you know, whether it's a phone call every couple of weeks, an email that we're sending out, but really just, you know, giving them those soft touches that we're still here, we're here to stay now, and you can count on us. So. That's what we've really been focusing on, and we've had a lot of people that have come back around due to that, you know, those efforts. So that's been rewarding.
Oh, good, great! And sometimes it takes a little time with multiple touches to, you know, kind of regain the confidence or whatever. But it's I think that's a solid, you know, relationship building is a solid thing to learn, look back and learn from, and move forward into 2017. That's great. Terry, how about you? So in this, you know, financial services type of thing that you're involved with, if you look back over this last year, you know, you had a great year. What worked best in gathering new clients for you? Where did they come from?
I bet his tow truck came.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I guess he's off the call. I just noticed. So for him, actually, because he's a friend of mine, I can let you know that a lot of it has been really referrals. So referrals from happy clients was number one. And then number two, he mentioned a little bit about this, that he started a joint venture with an accountant. So what they do is they kind of host events, and he attends, the accountant has events for their clients and customers that come in, and then you know, they get to meet with him too, and so they're kind of do joint venturing of events. So anybody, you guys have any questions about this look back or anything else that you might have come to mind about what you've learned over this looking back over 2016? Okay, well, what we'll do then is what we're going to do is that we're going to cover on the midday call, we're going to talk about, you know, acting now. What are the things that you should do right now in order to take advantage of the rest of this year? And that has to do things around tax strategies, business review, what we call the high contact holidays, and then a sense of urgency this end of year. So we're going to do that on the next call, and then at the end of the day, we're going to talk more about the forward. What are some of the business trends that are happening for 2017, and then look forward to what's your goal, and then maybe picking a word or a theme. So as the day goes on, you know, be thinking about the end of year, and as things come to you, write them on the sheet or write them on the back of the sheet. Any ideas you have for what you learned from last year, what you should do between now and the end of the year, and then what you want to do going forward. And we will come back together on those calls and handle that. We'll record all of it in case you can't make it, but excited to really share this time with you and kind of, you know, looking back, but then also getting excited about what's going to happen in the future. So if you hopefully can make it back, and we'll talk to you guys on the next call.
Great.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.